Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. We're here with another Mailbag Monday. We have our producer, Mike, in here with us today. We've got three of us, so we're looking to hit some balls out of the park today. Angel, what kind of questions do we have?
Well, let's just jump right in here, Joe. I have often heard that we are not supposed to go to bed angry, but I also know myself, and after 10 p.m., chances are high that I'm not going to say the right thing. If we are arguing late, isn't it just better to stop, shut up, and try to resolve, than try to resolve things? When it's late and I get tired, I'm usually not Mr. Smiley.
Good point. We've taught it, you know, the Bible says don't let the sun go down in your wrath, you know, but sometimes the mouth gets moving late at night and here's the situation. Usually we have both people working, you get home late, you got to get dinner ready, kids have homework, things going on, and so you never really get, there's no nice fellowship. It's what needs to be done, what needs to be picked up, you know, what needs to be washed, bathed, folded. It's like there's no romantic conversation. It's just technical stuff. And so then you're trying to go to bed, but you're trying to unwind. Well, I just want to watch a little TV, unwind. Well, I want to talk. Well, I want to talk right now. And then all of a sudden the verbiage goes up, and it happens to everybody. So, you know, the Bible talks about all the things on the mouth, the tongue, a soft answer turns away wrath, be slow to speak, quick to hear. So, yeah, there's some times where the best thing you can do is just go to sleep. Now, if you got your mind running real fast, I've told people, and I believe this with all my heart, you just need to say it. Okay, I'm sorry. I was upset. I should have said that. And then let's go to sleep. Well, let's resolve it. Because usually ladies want to resolve it.
I was going to say, if you do that, then I'm going to wake up at 3 really ticked off.
Yeah. That's not good, guys. That's not good. So sometimes you need to try to give it a rest, pick it up tomorrow morning. Unless you want to stay up all night. Now, me, just me, not theology, me. I don't like things lingering around. Let's just deal with it.
Yeah.
And you got to watch as a guy. You're trying to, well, I'm just trying to find a nice thing to say. I need to calm her down. I need to get her just back off and get calm. And so just say anything you want to. No, you need to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So why'd you do that? Well, I'm upset. I didn't like that. And I didn't like what you said or how you said it. And I didn't know you thought that way. Marriage is a revelation every day. If you're married for 100 years, every day, the 100th year on your planet, you're going to hear something you didn't know they thought. I didn't know you thought that way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you. What's because you're two ignorant people growing up together. There's going to be a revelation every day. I didn't know you liked that. I didn't know you didn't like that. I thought you used to like that, but I don't like it anymore. Because they change. They grow and they change. So it's an ongoing conversation. The end.
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, we would all
I've heard about that
right before we go to bed, resolve our conflict. But I don't know. I have to get it out. I'm not a. I can't. Yep. I mean, I'm learning to put it on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you
that
are.
That didn't feel like he supported that.
No, that sounded to me like I'm going to call foul.
Yeah. I'm very supportive. God bless America. I love everybody.
Okay, let's just keep going.
Yeah, I found out that the longer we're married, you know, you hit that time where you're married for a few years.
Yeah.
And finally you hit that anniversary where it seriously crosses your mind where you're like, this is for real. This is gonna work. I mean, you know you've passed that point of
right.
I'm not worried about divorce. I'm not worried. Yep. It's all going to work out.
Yep.
And in one way, that's great because, you know, even when you have an argument, you realize this isn't to the death.
This too shall pass.
Yeah.
This too
but
shall pass.
But another thing about that I have found with myself that I have to be careful of is just because I know that, look, this is going to go away. It's going to blow over just like all the rest of them, that I won't take care of it right away.
Yes.
And that's a danger too. So, you know.
Greatest thing.
So I can go to sleep now where, like, the first few years we were married, I if man, we had an argument, man, I would just all night, I'd be up. Now I can go, okay, whatever, we'll just get over this. And then I can go to sleep. But sometimes you do need to take care of it. So, you know.
Well, the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life about arguing husbands and wives is that if you're a professional baseball player, if you bat 333, you're going to the Hall of Fame, which means you struck out two thirds of the time. How did you make the Hall of Fame? I struck out two thirds of the time. I'm not going to hit a home run every time. I'm not going to win every argument. I'm not going to be right all the time. But if I just run a third of the time, I'm going to make it. I'll make the Hall of Fame. So you don't have to be right all the time or perfect all the time. Just you're just trying to problem solve, you know?
You know, after I divorced, I was single for 12 years and never dated or anything. And the thing is that I missed the most about having a relationship was the friendship part of it.
Ooh.
And sometimes it's so easy to take that part of it for granted when, to me, I love that I can pick up the phone at any time and say, hey, Joe, da-da-da-da-da, I'm going to go to the store. You want to go with me? You know, you just always have that person there.
Yes.
And that you can count on, that you can depend on. So when I remind myself about how valuable that is to me, mm-hmm. then it's easier for me to resolve the conflict.
No, that is good, yeah.
So
very good.
So I just think sometimes we just need to go back to, you know.
It's not a heaven or hell issue.
No,
it's not a heaven or hell issue.
This is what I value. Instead of focusing on the negative, focus on the positive, and then it makes the issue quite a bit smaller and easier to resolve.
Well, and you got one small thing. The personalities are always different. Angel mm-hmm. and I, we are as different as daylight and dark. I have married my opposite. She married her opposite. And 99% of the time, 99.9% of the time, I don't care. And she said, where are you going to go eat? I don't care. What are you moving for? I don't care. And I really don't, because I'm such a big family. My mom ran the high school cafeteria. What do you eat? I'll eat anything. What do you move for? Anything. It's food. And you think, well, do you not have an opinion? Sure. I got a lot of opinions. But this isn't one of them. It's just not that big a deal.
Yeah.
So we're still learning how to – we're still growing together. We're still blending together. Like, we realize, okay, well, that upset them. And, well, that didn't upset them. And they didn't care about that. Well, what do you care about? I have a few things to care about, but that's not one of them.
Yeah. All right, Joe, let's tackle this one here. My wife is very good at pointing out the negatives. She's constantly criticizing. I really don't know how much longer I can take it.
In the spiritual world, we'd call that a perceiver.
Well, I think that's being gracious. I think that's being...
How do you spell that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't sound right.
Well, spiritually speaking, a perceiver can smell hell a mile away. They just know when something's not right. Something's not right here. There's something wrong here. They're a perceiver. They're an exhorter. They just try to make everybody feel good. They're administrators. That perceiver, they can smell. And so sometimes you're married to one. Like, you know, there's something wrong with this. Is there anything right with anything? I don't know if there's something wrong with this. And then you think, God, I married a negative nut. What did I marry? Well, they just smell something. It didn't make them negative. They sense something. They'll say it. Hey, I don't think we ought to do
well,
that.
Well, but now I've seen some Debbie Downers that go beyond that, that it becomes like, you know, Eeyore, woe is me. You know?
And that's why that movie is so popular. But what happens is these are things that you came out of childhood with you, and you didn't date long enough. You didn't talk about anything important. You just went and ate pizza and sucked lips off each other's face and saw another movie.
Mm-hmm.
You never talked about anything important. And once you get married, we got to talk about bills and what we're going to do and about the kids and where they're going to school and how we're going to get another car. The transmission's leaking. The refrigerator's not working. Dryer won't turn on right now. And you start talking about stuff you never talked about. So now you realize, I don't like this. I'm not happy. I don't like this. And all of a sudden, stuff comes to the surface, and you're having to deal with things you never had to deal with when you're sucking lips off each other's face and eating your favorite pizza. You think, what happened to our marriage? Nothing. You're normal. You just never dealt with it before.
Well, I have to say, though, it is very difficult and challenging to live with someone that always points out the negative.
Oh, man.
And if you are a perceiver, so to speak,
yes.
You still can't use that as an excuse to always be dragging everybody down.
No.
I know a couple that were married, and that woman was so negative that they went to Disney World one time with their kids, and it in Florida, if you go there during the hurricane season, I've lived in Florida many years, it rains. But the thing about Florida that's great, it rains for 20 minutes and then it's over with.
Always rains.
And so.
Look, we sat behind.
No, wait. No, she her son said to her, he was like 10 or 11 years old, and he said, she's complaining, complaining, complaining at Disney World. Who complains at Disney World? For real. And so, I mean, and so the son said, there's nothing that's ever going to make you happy. That was what the son said to her. And it was kind of sobering to her. Mm. But that is a challenge to live with.
Well, it's hard. It's impossible. I was going to share, we sat behind a couple in first class on a plane the other day. And I get bumped first class. I don't have to pay for it because I'm a frequent flyer with one airline. I've flown forever with them. This couple comes and sits in front of me in first class. Evidently, they never went in first class. And so the husband said a word. The woman was griping from the minute she sat down. At least she's not very comfortable. I mean, how much air conditioner is it? Hey, can you get us something to drink here? Hey, seatbelt didn't work right. And she griped about everything before we took off, during the flight, and landing. Well, that's a stupid. But why don't they have something good to read on here? Don't they have any good movies? And he just sat there the whole time. And I thought, he's been married for a while. He just lets it roll. And nobody's confronted her. She griped about everything, everybody. I thought, who in their right mind would have married this woman? Who in their right mind would have married this woman? Because she's had to have been like this her whole life. Well, he did. And evidently, he thinks he can just roll with it. He never said a word. He didn't confront her. And she griped the entire flight. Now, there's a lot of us up there in first class, like, it's really nice. The plane was nice. The flight was nice. Good weather. The people waited on us hand and foot. It's like, not her. Nothing made her happy. I said, she's about this way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's married a she-bear up on the south side of Hades. I thought, how do you even marry somebody like that? How do you stay married? And I thought, I don't know how this would last. I just can't even understand how somebody could be like that. And people get that way because nobody has confronted them.
Exactly. They've always gotten their way.
Yes.
They've been coddled their whole life.
Yes.
You know, and what that man did by not saying anything, the husband, he's enabled it to
continue.
He's
empowered her. Yep.
So he's either, I would say, bitter.
Yep.
Or he's got something on the side going on as a release, because there's no way that any normal person
can deal with that.
No.
Nobody can. Yeah.
So I would say you probably would need some counseling for real.
Need some deliverance.
Yeah, because that's a tough one. That is a really, really tough one.
Mm.
And plus, that's a terrible example to your children. You're just implementing that to the next generation.
Well, you've said it twice so far. You need good, godly, professional help. You need professional counseling.
Yeah.
Because that's something you need, and it's going to take a little while to get that out.
One thing's for sure, that kid saying it to her did a whole lot more than your spouse saying it to her.
Oh, it did.
Because my kids have said things to me that's like, whoa. I've heard my wife say before. But when my kid said it, it was like
whoa.
Slap in the face.
Yep.
Exactly. And it was very sobering for her. But
so I sent them to their room because.
Can always count on you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Joe, is it okay to tell your partner, just get over it?
That's not going to go good. It may be true, but no, there need to be a lot more words than that.
I used to tell my son, now, my son was raised with his sister and his mom, so he knows what it's like to live with women. But I used to say to him, son, there's a couple things you never say to a woman. One, just get over it.
It's one of them.
And, and here's the other one. Hold on.
Woo!
No, don't tell me to hold on. For
yeah.
some reason, that
she bear's coming out of the woods now, boys.
Yeah, so he's learned well.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
But I just think that's it may be correct that they do just need to get over it because they've approached the subject 100 times plus.
Keep trying to arrest something that's dead already.
Yeah.
A couple things I think of every time I get with a couple. Number one, you keep taking your spouse into their past.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a time machine and they can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
You're always negative. What you did, what you should have done, what you could have done, what you didn't do. You can't do that. That's cheating.
It's not fair.
That's cheating. It's not fair. Let's talk about tomorrow. God's mercy is new in the morning. How can we do this different tomorrow? How can we do something better? We can make some changes here. But you keep dragging up the stuff. You want me to feel bad. You don't want to fix anything. You're trying to make me feel guilty. Well, that's the devil's job. That job's already been taken. The devil's job is to make people feel guilty, not yours.
Yeah, and to just keep bringing it up. That means either you guys haven't handled it correctly, you haven't gotten to the point, you know, and addressed it, or you have and you just repeat.
To me, that's a human with low self-esteem. That's your power button.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can make you feel stupid, that gives me power.
That's true. That is true. So there is a time that you do need to get over it. However, if it is a habitual issue that keeps coming up, keeps coming up, that's not fair either.
Hey, you know.
It's easy to say I'm sorry and not mean it. And
sure. I'm the big family. You got a spouse that keeps coming home drunk two or three times a week.
Yeah.
You know, this is about the fifth time I've addressed this. You got to sober up.
Right.
And you got to get help to sober up because I'm not going to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave you because you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some serious issues. People that have a hot temper. You can't handle anything without losing your temper and throwing stuff across the room or peeling out of the driveway. Houston, we have a problem. We will not keep doing this.
And repentance means to stop.
Yes. Doesn't mean to feel sorry. It means to stop doing it.
Stop going your way and turn around and go God's way. Woo. That's what repentance means.
Yes.
So you can't just say I'm sorry.
That doesn't work. No.
So, anyway, guys, we so appreciate you. And I wanted to thank our partners today for making this possible. Partners, listen, we couldn't do what we do. We are traveling every weekend.
Yes,
we're doing
this
podcast. There's thousands of people that are being changed. Recently, I was at a church and a lady came up to me and she said, I was sick and my husband and I were fighting. Our marriage was in trouble. And I just listened to your podcast, your Mailbag Mondays, over and over. And it really changed our marriage.
Yes. So didn't even know who we were. Just found the podcast. And it was such a blessing.
Well, yeah, that was – no, I'm talking about a different lady.
Oh.
You weren't with me when that – but we were in the airport, and a lady said, God, I – she said, I'm single. Another lady said, I'm single.
Oh, yeah,
I've never had children, but I just needed some encouragement. I asked God, and she goes, I stumbled upon your podcast.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And,
that's
cool. It really was cool. And she said – it just has really changed my life. So, partners, when you give, I want you to know that you're giving to something that's making a difference in people's lives.
Yes, it is.
So, thank you for that. Please, if you're interested in becoming a partner, joemcgee.com. Please join us. We'd love to have you.
And don't forget the Wednesday and Friday podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
How could
some people think it's just Monday. But
no. Wednesdays, Joe does a wonderful lifestyle.
Yes.
On Wednesdays. Very practical Christian
living.
Common
sense Christian living.
And one of the best ones, I think, is our Fridays, the Heroes of the Bible.
Whoa.
Heroes of Faith, which are all about Bible characters. It's one I would encourage you to listen to with your kids, with your family, because it is just a great teaching on Bible characters from a vantage point that you haven't heard before.
Yes.
So I love it.
Very entertaining and all truth.
And the next time your pastor uses it for an, you know, like, it's like Ezekiel when he's like, I have no idea who that is. They get to learn who these guys are.
It is really, really good. So thanks for joining us, guys. Have a great week.
God bless. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.